Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Thursday, August the 27th, 2020. 8:27:20. 15 and a half minutes past the hour, and we have got a great show today. Now, first hour this morning, it's just going to be open phone lines and things I want to talk about. And I've got a lot to talk about this morning because there's been some interesting things going on this week that we really have not had a chance to get to. Now, I do want to let you know what's coming up next hour. I'm so excited about this, to be honest with you, because I've been doing radio for a long time now. Now, how many of you know the name Heloise? Heloise has been around for years and years and years, and she is the queen of helpful hints. She has had a column in Good Housekeeping magazine. She's written many books. You know, she can, Heloise is one of those people, if like there's nuclear war and it blows up your house and things get on your walls and you need something cleaned, Heloise knows how to clean it. She can get the vinegar and it's helpful hints and she's just that type of lady. You know Heloise. She's as popular as Dear Abby has been in these magazines over the years and Ann Landers. So Heloise will be with us next hour, and I'm so excited because Heloise, I formed a bit of a relationship with her a few years ago, and there was a point where she was coming on my show once a month. And we would talk about Halloween, and we would talk about Christmas, you know, hints on how to do things kind of cool. So, Heloise returns this morning. I don't think she's been on in over a year since I started doing the morning show, and this morning the topic is going to be staying clean and cleaning supplies during the COVID and back to school on a very positive note. So, I'm excited to talk to Heloise. I haven't talked to her in over a year. We're going to have a lot of fun this morning. It's going to be her and I reunited, and you're not going to want to miss this. Heloise is a fun interview, and I'm telling you, you're going to learn something. You're going to learn how to clean something. You're going to learn how to fix something. You're going to learn a helpful hint. So stay tuned. Heloise, 9:10 to 10 a.m. this morning. And then this morning, James Anderson from the Marion Tallgrass Trail will be along with Glenn Coble from 10 a.m. until noon. Then we have Swap Shop, where you can buy, sell, trade your used items. 12:10 to 1 p.m. today, and then the Adam the Computer Guy show 2 to 3. And I still don't know what happened to Adam yesterday. If you were listening to the show yesterday, in the second hour, Adam called in to let us know that it was Mike Wilson's birthday. And Adam calls in, and he's on the phone for maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden the phone goes dead. Now, when that happens, I never know if it's on my end or if it's on his end or anybody else's end. And the phone goes dead. And I think, uh-oh, there's trouble. So then I get a call back almost immediately, like within the minute. And it's Adam again. And he says something about technology, but it was so jumbled. I don't know if something was happening with the phone. I don't know if something was happening. I don't know what was happening, but I only talked to him for maybe 30 seconds, and the phone goes dead again, and then I never heard from Adam again. I don't know what happened to him. Adam could be dead. We really don't know. We've sent technicians out and police officers, and we don't know what happened to Adam. I don't know what happened yesterday. I still don't know what happened. We wished Mike Wilson a happy birthday. But honestly, what happened yesterday with Adam, I don't know. And we were on the air another 45 minutes. So I hope Adam's okay, and I hope he survived whatever he was going through yesterday. Whatever technological mess was happening, I hope he's okay. Now, really quickly, before I get into what I want to talk about, the Richland Road Church of Christ at 535 Richland Road here in Marion is having their food bank giveaway this Saturday, August 29th at 9 a.m. Also, their clothing house will be opened. Again, the Richland Road Church of Christ, located at 535 Richland Road here in Marion, will be having their food bank giveaway this Saturday, August 29th at 9 a.m., and their clothing house will be open. So don't miss that. And we'll try to mention that as much as we can as the week goes on. All right. Now, next up this morning, and like I said, I have a lot to talk about this morning. In this hour, before we get to Heloise next hour. I'm going to start by talking about this just for a second, because there's something else I want to get into. Okay. Tomorrow's the exchange, and I'm not going to get into the whole drama that's been going on, but it kind of leads into my next topic this morning. As you know, Abby has become a new regular on the exchange, and Abby, you know her. Certain people like her here. And it's nice. Now, I can say this stuff right now because for some reason, now, Abby and Michelle, who you know, good friends of mine, were devoted listeners to this show. And then something happened this week. I'm not sure what's going on this week. This week has been a very odd week, to be honest with you. A good week, but an odd week. And Michelle used to get up and listen every morning, and she would have us on while she was doing exercises, and I would tell Michelle to call in and share her opinion, and she said she was exercising, and for some reason that breaks your hands and you can't dial the phone, and she wouldn't call in, and sometimes we would get Abby to call in and she'd be hysterical and we'd have a fun time with that, and I think she'll be here tomorrow as far as I know, but this week it has been a little silent when it comes to listening to this show. So I know I can get away with saying whatever I want to right now because I don't think they're listening. So we will see what happens tomorrow. But I hope all is well with them. I hope all goes well. You know, maybe it's a back-to-school thing. It gets busy. And especially this year, there's a lot of stuff going on concerning back to school. So we hope Abby will be here tomorrow. You know, it was funny yesterday because I don't normally listen to this show, but I got into the car. Must have been around 2:30 yesterday. And the show was on last week that Abby and I did from 12 to 1, the Exchange Club program. And I was making fun of her elbows. Now, I even hate to use the word making fun because I really wasn't making fun. It's just she had a shirt on that didn't cover her elbows. And for some reason, for the first time in knowing her, I looked at her elbows. And they seemed, I'm not saying they looked bad. They just looked different. And I happened to mention this on the air. And apparently it gave her a complex. But regardless, they're fun to listen to. And I think Abby will be along tomorrow morning at 12 o'clock. I guess that's tomorrow afternoon. So that's just where I wanted to start with this morning, because really, I want to go on to another topic that became far more important yesterday. And normally, I wouldn't bring this up, but I've never heard so much feedback in my life. Now, there is no doubt in my mind, and I've been talking about this since the beginning of time, that I like a good large Diet Coke. And sometimes something else. You know, sometimes it's a chicken sandwich. Sometimes it's a breakfast from McDonald's. And this is how you know if you're my really good friend. If you know what I get from McDonald's. Because I have a standard breakfast order at McDonald's. That's how I gauge who my really good friends are. So, and sometimes I'll talk about this. Now, if you go back and listen, I never ask for it. So people started to call that passive-aggressive. That I'm really not asking for these items, but that I'm passive-aggressive in doing it on the air because I'm mentioning it. So yesterday, somehow Glenn and I got in this conversation about me, you know, being passive-aggressive on the air when it comes to food items and drink items. And then we had a very nice caller call in who said she felt the same way and so on and so forth. Now, I think the caller was joking. If I remember what happened yesterday, I think the caller was joking, but it's hard to tell. You never know. So that all happened yesterday between 9 and noon. So then last night, I get a phone call from somebody saying, oh, I heard that Glenn put you in your place and a caller put you in your place yesterday on the air when it comes to getting, you know, food and drink and so on and so forth. And I said, well, I don't think anybody put me in my place because I still really don't agree with this whole passive-aggressive thing. I think I would notice if I was being passive-aggressive when it came to food, when it came to food and drink. And then I heard from somebody else yesterday who was talking about it and saying, did you ask for it? Do you ask for it? You know, kind of trying to get to the bottom of the whole thing, which I don't. And then last night, to top it all off, I had a really, really, really good person who's really up on my perfect list now, who brought me a large Diet Coke and a hamburger last night without me asking for it, which I think is great. I think that's nice, and I didn't ask for it, and I certainly didn't ask for it on the air, so I know it wasn't passive-aggressive. So I think I'm getting a bad reputation when it comes to this food and drink thing. Now, does anybody have an opinion on this? Because I think this is, I'm tired of talking about COVID, and I'm tired of talking about conventions and politics. We're going to get to the really heavy stuff here this morning, and apparently that is the food and drink issue that has been going on here for a long time. Now, I would never ask somebody to bring me something. I just wouldn't do that, and I certainly wouldn't do it over the air. Now, I'm still not sure why this is considered passive-aggressive that I mention it. I mention it because sometimes I run out of drink, or I spill the drink, or I have some episode in the morning where I can't get the drink. And, you know, I'm talking every morning here for 2 hours, so sometimes you get a little, what do you call that? The old cotton mouth. I get the cotton mouth here in the morning sometimes. Oh, and by the way, here's another thing to this story that never gets brought up. For the longest time, Abby, but there were others, Michelle did it, and there were some other people who would bring me a large Diet Coke. Now, I was not asking for those at the time. I would just mention something. And they would show up out of the blue. They'd be here at the door. They'd come in. They'd give me something. I'd put them on the air for a few minutes, and we'd have a good time. Now, for some reason, this stopped. Now, I don't know what stopped it. It went on for a long time. It went on for probably 6 months. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped out of the blue. It was like somebody threw a brake on a train, and that whole thing stopped. And I think that's why, in the back of my brain, I keep bringing it up, because I don't realize what happened that caused that entire problem. So maybe that's part of it too. But am I in the wrong here? Because I trust you, the listening audience, to tell me when I'm in the wrong. Am I really in the wrong? I don't think I am. 740-383-9944, but I could be. You know, that's what I say. I'm willing to leave it up to the listening audience this morning, because I thought the caller who called in yesterday was very thoughtful in what she was saying. And if she's out there listening, give me a call back, because we can discuss this. But I don't think I give these girls a hard time, and I don't think that I'm passive-aggressive. Now, Glenn thinks I give them a hard time. I don't even think I do that. I think I'm just, you know, kind, is how I would put it. So we're going to try to get to the bottom of this morning. Moving on, we'll call this Beverage Gate 2020. You know, Watergate happened in August. So before we get out of the month of August, we'll have Beverage and Drink Gate here on the program. 740-383-9944. Do you think I'm in the wrong when it comes to this? I don't think I am, but who knows? 740-383-9944. Okay. This morning I came in, and there was a big bag here at the studio, and it was filled with, I'm not going to say what they were, but it was really cool items. And, you know, this reminds me of last night when somebody brought me the drink and the hamburger and the fact that there were books here this morning. Well, they were books. I guess I just told you. Well, some of them were books. So the books were here at the studio this morning, and there are thoughtful people in the world. And I think that sometimes we think people are not that thoughtful. And I think sometimes we think people are really out for themselves, and people have their own agenda, and they're really not paying attention to other people. I don't know if that's true. I tend to think that people are thoughtful. I tend to think that people do care about other people. I tend to think that people, they might not be able to do as much as they would like to do, but I think they try. And I just wanted to mention that because I think we're in a time right now where people are starting to get a little antsy. People are getting antsy. People are getting nervous. People are getting worried. And I just think that people are thoughtful. There are thoughtful people in the world. There are nice people in the world. And I think that we just have to look for them. Sometimes they're a little harder to find than you might guess. So, you know, I thank the delivery here at the studio. And I'm sure these items will be put to well use. Now, we've done that. Oh, okay, and here's another thing. Now, I'm not saying that I have perfect speech, but I did get an email this morning because sometimes you butcher a word. And I don't know if this is a Midwestern thing. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I'm not sure. But the word pattern. Pattern. Now, I think that's the correct pronunciation of that word. Pattern. But apparently I was saying, and I don't know when I was saying it, and I'm not even sure what I was talking about, but I think I was saying pattern, 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 instead of pattern. So that could be, because I notice sometimes that I say words, and I usually call it like getting a lazy jaw. You know, you say the word, but you don't really finish the word, like 100. You'll say 100. Or there were other ones. They'll come to me as time goes on. But yeah, I got the email about the word pattern, where I was saying pattern. Now, do you do that? Do you change words, the pronunciation of words? Sometimes I think it just happens. I think, you know, they call the proper English the Queen's English. And I think sometimes we don't all speak the Queen's English for whatever reason. And somehow I have got into the lazy habit, and it is a lazy habit, of saying the word pattern. Or now see, now I'm saying it the right way, pattern, instead of pattern, pattern, which I was saying yesterday. So, I apologize for that, and I'll work on it. But sometimes you do that stuff subconsciously. You don't even realize you're doing it. Like saying the word interesting all the time. Now, I know I say the word interesting a lot, but it just comes out. You don't really think about it. But I have noticed when people sit here, a few weeks ago we had Dawson on the show, Michelle's son, and I noticed that he started to say interesting when he was here too. Because I think it just, when you don't want to agree and you don't want to disagree and you really don't want to give your opinion, a good word to say is interesting. Because it is interesting. Regardless. So yes, pattern versus pattern. So I will try to get pattern right. Are there any words you do that with that you mispronounce and you know you mispronounce all the time? Give me a buzz here this morning. I'd love to hear what's going on in your world. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or do you think I am passive-aggressive when it comes to some of these things? All right, we've talked about Heloise coming up in the next hour. We've talked about the delivery today here to the station. We've talked about the popping the food. Okay, oh, I was listening to Charlie's show this morning, and there was a word that was being said that you hardly ever hear anymore. Cattywampus. Cattywampus. And I heard him saying it this morning, but I can't remember, I don't know what the subject was, because I was kind of doing other things this morning while it was on. Now, did anybody listen to that before I came on this morning? And does anybody have words like that that we don't really use anymore? I had not heard cattywampus in a long time. And I'm not even sure where that word comes from, to be honest. It's, isn't cattywampus if something is like off-center? If you come in and let's say somebody has moved your couch, and you say, well, that couch is cattywampus, doesn't that mean that it's not exactly the way it's supposed to be? Isn't that cattywampus? Because I don't think you use it in regard to a person. I don't think you say that person's cattywampus, even if they are a little left of center, to say the least. But I love old words like that. Can anybody think of any old words that people use used to use, but they do not use anymore. Those words are funny to me. I think, and Cattywampus really brought it back this morning, but I think those words are fascinating. And I don't know where those words came from, and I'm not sure why they stopped being used, but they were interesting. Now, you got to think, maybe even back to your parents or your grandparents or maybe even your great-grandparents, because those would probably be the people who were using these words. But are there any words, and I know there are 1,000 of them, and I'm just not thinking of them right now because I did not sit down here and write them all down this morning, but I heard Cattywampus this morning on Charlie's show, and it made me think about it. But there are a lot of those words. So if you think of any of those words, give me a buzz. Or if you know where those words came from. I don't know where those came from. 740-383-9944. Okay, the other day, we were talking about weird foods. Now, we had a good response the other day in regard to this subject. But for some reason, we have kind of went back about this. In the last few days. Now, I don't know if it's because we've been doing other things, but we heard people who eat syrup on a spoon, syrup on peanut butter. We heard about coffee bread the other day, which is a piece of bread with coffee and a little bit of sugar on it. People making mustard sandwiches. Is there anything weird that maybe in the past you ate? A lot of people used to be very industrious when it came to the stuff that they ate. And my example was watching my grandparents eat crackers and milk. Saltine crackers. Not like the Toll House or the Ritz, but the saltine crackers and milk. That was always a thing with my grandparents. And as I said the other day, I finally did try it, and it was okay. It wasn't the greatest thing in the world. It's not like it's something I would go out of my way to eat, but it was okay. And then I talked about, obviously, how I don't like gravy, and I'm not a real big fan of peanut butter. Now, a lot of people have said they don't like macaroni and cheese. I don't know what this is about macaroni and cheese. Jeff Ruth said he doesn't like macaroni and cheese. Glenn Coble said yesterday he doesn't like macaroni and cheese. Charlie Evers didn't used to like macaroni and cheese. Now, macaroni and cheese is not my favorite food. It's not something I'll go out of my way to eat. But I've never met so many people who just generally disliked macaroni and cheese. And it kind of shocked me yesterday when Glenn said that, because it had been such a thing with Charlie, and it had been such a thing with Jeff Ruth, and apparently it's such a thing with Glenn. I don't know what it is about macaroni and cheese that causes such a weird reaction. So is there any type of food that you just can't stand? So again, mine is gravy and peanut butter. Macaroni and cheese has certainly been on that list. A lot of people don't like broccoli. A lot of people don't like Brussels sprouts. Those are common. What are other common things that people don't like? I'm sure there are other. Some people just don't like vegetables, especially raw vegetables. There could be a lot of stuff out there. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
So many subjects, so little time.
I know, but we've got a little bit of time here. I'm excited about Heloise coming on. Are you excited for that?
Will she be on the sauce?
Well, you know, I don't know. She might be. I hope she is.
Remember last year.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. The cough syrup one.
Oh, my gosh. And I knew something was wrong, and it was live. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what is wrong with Heloise?
Well, she was acting so strangely, and it's like, yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, and she, well, for people listening, what happened was Heloise used to be on once a month, and she always came on, and she was always a great guest, and we had a lot of fun. And she came on this one time, and she was really acting kind of strange, like her voice was different, and she was just not acting as she normally acted, and I really got worried, and I didn't want to stop the interview in the middle of it, but I ended up learning that she had, you know, she was just under the weather, and she had taken some, I think, cough medicine is what it was, and it had made her, you know, a little tired-ish that day. And
she was preoccupied.
Yeah, it was weird.
Do you think?
I remember doing that interview, and I kept thinking, well, maybe I should cut this short, but then she would come back, and she would say something that made sense, and it was one of the most bizarre interviews.
Yeah.
But we'll see what, hopefully she's okay. I have not spoken with her, like I say, in probably a year, so I hope she's okay this morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll find back-to-school tips and, COVID.
And patterns.
Oh. You know.
Not, okay. It's not patterin.
Okay, hit me. Patterin.
It's not patterin.
Patterin.
Pattern. Pattern.
Maybe I can't even say this word.
Well.
So how do you say it? So give it to me again.
Pattern. Pattern. Pattern.
Pattern.
Pattern, yeah. Pattern.
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 Well, I don't know if the turn's in there, but it's pattern, I think.
You know, it's are there any words that get you like that?
I don't think so. I don't have too many things. You know, oftentimes you'll say, somebody will say, I had such a time saying that word. Not really. No, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But like I told you, I was watching this YouTube, and the lady was telling how she would hang two things on one hanger. She said, that saves on hangers. What?
Okay, so the correct pronunciation is pattern. No?
Pattern. You're kind of putting an extra thingy in there.
Putting an extra T in there.
Pattern. You're putting a C-bird in there.
So what I'm saying is pattern.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
Right.
So I'm trying to overpronounce it.
Kind of, yes. That would be the best way to describe it.
But it's actually...
But don't put too many things on your hangers, okay?
You know the one that I noticed people pronouncing the most was iron. They say,
iron.
Yeah, they say I run.
Iron.
Iron.
Yeah.
It's just iron.
Well, maybe
it's
just the way you grew up, and if that was the way it was pronounced in your... in your home, why maybe you can't get it out of your head, I guess. I don't know.
You know, pronunciation, it is such a weird thing because I still think it's progress and process and asbestos.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
But people don't like that. They mispronounce it all the time.
Yeah, but you, all over the world, if you listen to other people speak, it is progress. And, you know, it catches your attention.
Yeah.
And it tends to be cattywampus sometimes.
Does it? Now, what is the exact definition of cattywampus?
Okay, over here on my counter, I don't have everything lined up in exact, it's some things are crossways.
So it
like
is.
If you threw something, and that's catty corner. You know what catty corner means, right?
Right, catty corner.
Okay, well, that's kind of the same situation, except maybe on the you threw something down the table and it was laying crooked, so that would be kind of considered cattywampus.
So catty, I was using it right. It is disarray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like if I came in and somebody had moved the couch and I say, well, why is the couch cattywampus? That would be right.
Especially if they moved it, it wasn't parallel with your wall.
Yeah, so, but what is cattywampus? It's not a word, is it?
Yes.
I thought it was a colloquialism.
No, I thought it was a word.
Maybe it is. I was trying to think of those words like that have really gone by the wayside.
Well, I got one for you.
Okay, give it to me.
My stepmother-in-law used to say, well, that's just not my bailiwick. And I'm thinking, what?
I remember bailiwick, not my bailiwick. And it just meant it's not your...
I had to go look it up.
Yeah, well, doesn't it just mean it's not your thing?
Your area of expertise, so to speak, you know, or what you're really good at.
Yeah, yeah. Bailiwick's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so I think pronunciation is always big. And as we have went on for years and years on this station, it is aunt, but nobody says that. They always say aunt.
I just say Tia and leave it.
you gotta go somewhere at some point. Now, as far as our other big subjects this morning, do you have anything to say about any of those?
Oh, I'm trying to think back now. What were the subjects?
Well, do you think people are generally nice? Do you think people are generally like these books and other things that were here this morning when I got here? Don't you think people?
I think people want to be nice. Yes.
Yes.
I think sometimes something comes along that really maybe upsets you, and then you tend to come across that way. But yes, I think people are generally nice. It's the others that are kind of scary, you know?
Well, I even posted this on Facebook last night because I understand people are in a bind right now. People, I'll tell you what's going on, and it makes me very sad. There's a combination of things going on right now, and part of it has to do with this pandemic, and it's causing money problems. I mean, I'm seeing businesses shut down all over the place, and I'm seeing people have a hard time getting money together, and what am I going to do because my kids are only going to go to school 2 days a week? What am I going to do with them the other 3 days of the week? And there's a lot of anxiety going on right now and financial trouble. And I just said last night, and also the politics, you know, people are really angry, and I understand it. So, I just said last night on Facebook, I said, you know, I get there are a lot of people in a bad way right now, but what you got to do is you got to give, you know, and I'm not always talking about money here. You've got to give your time. You've got to give your compassion. And if you do have something to give that's not going to put you in a hard spot, give it. Because I think this giving, just like at Christmas, as the old saying goes, it's better to give than to receive. I think giving does make you feel better. And then I think you also have to surround yourself with friends who are generally out for the betterment of you and not out for the betterment of themselves. But I think people screw that up all the time. I think they don't know the difference.
I think there's a good example of that in today's Marion Star on the front page. Talks about all the people who have given money so that a lot of children will get shoes to start out school. I don't know if you know, it's on the front page, and showed pictures of a lot of kids coming in and getting brand new pair of shoes to start the year.
Yeah, and you know, the thing of it is I talked about it for a long time on this show because I thought I like to, you know, people do these morning shows differently, and every so often I think of lessons, because everything fascinates me, that I have learned over the years. And one of the lessons that I learned that I think is a true lesson is that I used to love this saying, if you're the smartest person in your group, get a new group.
I've never heard that.
I like that because you have nothing. It's not that those people are bad. It's not that they're awful at all. It's if you really feel that you can't learn any more things from those people in the course of your life, why are you still there? What?
The other thing that scares me about that, Scott, is what if your group needs you?
Well, yeah, I think you need to incorporate some more people.
Well, yes, more people, but don't forget the original group, because they may be gravitating toward you because of your strength.
Right, and I would never say write those people off. I would just say that here's where I think people get confused. I think people confuse friendship with attention, and they're two different things. Somebody who's giving you a lot of attention that kind of fills a hole, because I believe people in a way have these holes where they need a lot of attention. And I think when people fill that hole with attention, people see that as love, people see that as friendship, when really that's not what it is. They're just attention, and there's usually a nefarious reasoning for that attention. That other person is getting something out of that.
Yeah, that's true, I get. But,
that's just my...
You only probably have just a small handful of true friends.
That's true, and I think in life, when you really look at it, and I'll tell you, you know, and this is a sad thing that people have to go through in life, you know a real friend when... If there's like some discord in the friendship, that it hurts you. You know, some people will have a friend and there'll be a falling out and they're, well, it's okay if I talk to him. It's okay if I don't talk to him. If it really hurts you and really bothers you that you're not talking to that person, that was probably a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big difference. And, I don't know. I have been a bad friend to a lot of people because I'm not good at giving attention. I don't think.
Right. Well, yeah, you don't. I know what I want to say. If you are your own best counsel, sometimes you tend to not pay as much attention to others because you're doing your own thing. You're following your own path.
Yeah, I think I get a little cattywampus with them.
Yeah, cattywampus. Yeah, you have to watch that. And when you come to a fork in the road,
that's right. Always go right.
What? No, you hunt for a knife and a spoon.
Is that what you do when you get? Well, and it brings up the point. And the other subject I was talking about this morning. Is there any food you hate? That was a subject.
Yeah, hominy.
Oh yeah, you know that's. That's I don't. Do you think that's common on people's tables?
It's been a long time since I've heard the word hominy, you know. But when I was a child, 150 years ago, Mom would put that on to cook for a meal, and even the smell of it would send me off the edge.
I don't know why gravy and peanut butter, because those are things that people like, but they just. There's something about them.
How's your gag reflex?
Oh.
I've got a girlfriend. I can look at her. And I can look at her, Scott, and say, I'm thinking about something disgusting right now, and she will gag. She's awful.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. I don't gag over peanut butter for whatever reason. But, like I said, I remember walking down the hallway that day that the sausage and biscuits and gravy was being made, and the smell outside of the room before I even saw it made me... Oh, it made me sick. And like
it was your hominy moment.
Oh, it was. And I feel bad in even telling that story because I think the person who did it felt that it was a critique of their cooking. And that's not what it was.
Right.
Well, and that's a whole nother thing, because you know I'm starting to take a bad reputation on this food and drink here, and I don't think that this is really a passive aggressive attitude. I think I would know if I was being passive aggressive.
I don't. You have a number of things that you don't care for, but then, like I said, my girlfriend, who also happens to be a Pisces, but we won't go there.
Is it something to do with being a Pisces?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It could be.
She's the only person I know that acts that way.
See, I've never really looked deeply into what being a Pisces means. give me an overview of what a Pisces is.
Oh, well, I don't necessarily have an overview, but I like to compare people that I know. When I know their sign, and then I will compare. This is how my mind works every day when I get up. I will say, how does this person act like that person? And then you go, oh, okay, that's because they're a Pisces. And I couldn't help but take note when you were talking about those kind of things, that my girlfriend, how she was. And she is just unbelievable. And it's not put on, Scott. I mean, I will say something, and I can't think of a food right offhand, but I just might, I say, I'm sitting here thinking about peanut butter, and she would just literally gag.
Yeah, well, see, mine is not that bad, but the smells, I know that I'm not going to like it. It's kind of like Brussels sprouts. I can never remember trying Brussels sprouts, and I like broccoli. But I can't ever remember trying them, but I also get the feeling that I don't want to try them. Just by the way,
broccoli and Brussels sprouts are two different animals.
Oh, I guess I was kind of comparing it to a lot of people don't like broccoli, and a lot of people don't seem to like Brussels sprouts. And I have no problem with broccoli. I can eat it steamed. I can eat it raw. I can eat it with ranch dressing. I can eat it with cheese on it. I can eat it plain. But for some reason, when I see Brussels sprouts, there's just it's kind of like liver. I don't think I've ever had liver, but I don't know that I would want to.
Oh, liver and onions. Oh.
Yeah, some people love that.
Yes. We grew up with liver and onions.
What does it... What is it closest to taste-wise?
Oh, maybe a piece of dry steak.
Is that what it is?
Kind of a texture. If you got a piece of dry steak, maybe you would you could compare. But it does have a taste of its own. I don't know how else to explain that.
Well, it's interesting to me because I find different foods to be fascinating, but there are certain foods that I just, liver and onions is one of them, Brussels sprouts is another, I really can't think of other ones, but that I just want no part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't ever remember eating them, and I think that was the case with the gravy too. Honestly, I don't remember trying sausage, biscuits, and gravy, but I just felt that I was not going to like it, and it turns out I was right.
Well, and I have certain foods, too, that it's like, it's not that I don't like them, it's just the fact that, I'm not interested in that.
Right, right.
And that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just one of those things. Now, but as far as this food and drink goes, now, is that a Pisces thing?
I don't know.
Because I've thought about it. I don't think I'm being passive-aggressive about this.
Well, I think the thing is that you have a number of things that you don't care for that kind of surprise other people. It's like, oh, okay. Like me, I would eat I have an extremely good appetite, and it shows. I was brought up, my mother was an excellent cook, my daddy loved to eat, and we grew up, with a fine meal every night, and so I have a good appetite and appreciation for everything, I guess.
Well, and that's and I think that's great, and when I get on the air, I guess it's because it's one of the only things that's really a part of my morning routine, but kind of like when I got on that stint there where I could not stop cutting myself with the razor. You know, it became, it was something that happened between the time I got up and the time I got here, which is a very short amount of time, so I would talk about that every morning. And then I remember I used to talk about the bacon at Wendy's because I did not think that existed. And I think the pop and the breakfast have just become part of that because that's something I do between here and there, and sometimes it is a little funny, you know, like not getting back the change or them giving me a medium cup or the fountain machine being broken, so it becomes a story in the morning, so I think I end up talking. And I think why it's become a thing with the girls, Abby and Michelle, is because for a long time, unasked, they would show up just out of the blue with drinks, and it was such a nice, like drinks and pretzels and all kinds of nice stuff.
Were they filling that hole, Scott?
Oh, the attention gap? No, I don't know. I thought it was such a nice gesture, and I thought, oh.
I think they were filling that hole. What do you think?
They were giving me attention? I don't know. I thought they were being, and when it stopped, it was not like hurtful or anything. It wasn't like that, because I still talk to them quite a bit. It was, I see Abby here every Friday. It was, it was just, what in the world happened there?
I think they were filling that hole, Scott.
So it was an attention filler.
You're the one that mentioned it back when.
Well, it could be. I mean, maybe it was just something to do with attention. But I like the drink. You know, it's so. I mean, even though maybe I like the attention of it, which I never thought about, I like the drink.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, but plus, it gives me something to talk about sometimes.
Well,
I don't like every day to come on and talk about the bad news.
Right.
I want to be trivial.
We hear enough of that. Right?
Yeah. So sometimes I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to talk about the pandemic. I want to come on and I want to talk about blueberry dumplings. I want to talk about dislike for gravy. I want to talk about, if anything big happens, I'll let people know concerning politics and the pandemic. But I don't want to spend 2 hours every morning discussing that.
Well, speaking of big things, and what's with the big hole on Mount Vernon Avenue? I haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, this is interesting. I'm glad you asked me that. Yesterday, I ran into an employee from Burger King who was buying a whole bunch of soda. And I asked them why they were doing that, because they had the Burger King shirt on. And they said that something happened there's something with the water line. Now, this is what I heard from her. This is not an official report. But there's something to do with the water line, and it's causing they have running water there at Burger King, but they don't have enough pressure build up to use the fountain drink machine, and that's why she was buying all the pop. And she told me what's going on is that the city, or the county, I guess it would probably be at that point, the county is fighting with somebody because they say it's private property and it's their business to fix it. And she said lawyers were involved. Now, this is coming from the Burger King employee.
In the middle of the street is private property?
Well, I don't know if the water line that's causing the problem maybe runs under... You know, I don't know. I just know she was... The only thing I can confirm, that's the story she gave me. And now, I guess if you go to Burger King, you're not going to get a fountain drink. You're going to get 2 liters of soda because of this problem. And she said that's what that was in the center of the street.
But did it collapse? It looks like it collapsed.
It might have. I don't know.
Well, it certainly looks like it to me. It looks just like it collapsed.
It may have. I don't know what caused it. I don't know if the water lines run right under that. Because she said she still had water. She said the restaurant still work and the sink still work and all that. It's just there's something to do with the pressure that the fountain drink machine will not work.
Yeah. Well, I've wondered ever since it happened, you know, and no, I haven't heard anything, but then I stay clear of a lot of... I'm not on Facebook and all of that, you know.
Yeah, so. I just happened to see the Burger King woman, but it's fascinating. I'm going to work on the pattern.
Good.
Yeah. And we'll see how Heloise is next hour. This should be interesting.
Okay.
Thanks
all
for
right,
calling.
So. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back in 10 minutes with the legendary Heloise.
Killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwg71.com.